Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, July 31st, One Take Wednesday. Also, this is the last day that Bertha Nolan will be our custodian, so we want to say a special thank you to Bertha for her 24-ish years of work at Mount Brook Baptist and all the ways that she has blessed us as she did her custodial work, but also just in who she is. And so we thank God today for you, Bertha. Romans chapter 6 has the title Dead to Sin, Alive in Christ. And I am reading in the New International Version. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. The title in the next section says, Slaves to Righteousness. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey them as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves. Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at the time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. At the beginning of Romans 6, we see a picture of baptism, that this is a picture of Jesus' death and resurrection. Did you hear some of the liturgy that we use when we baptize someone. Look at verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. I think we say something like buried in the likeness of Christ's death, raised to walk in newness of life. This is a picture of death to sin and resurrection to the glorious resurrected life that we have in Christ. Then Paul goes on to talk about how now that we are resurrected in Christ, we should be slaves to righteousness. Now, wait a minute. We just said that the righteousness we had yesterday and the day before comes from Christ. And that is so true. His trajectory of thought is, though, that once we understand the gift that we have in the righteousness of Christ, then we strive to be slaves to righteousness and not slaves to our mortal and sinful selves. At the end, we see another picture or another word picture of the gospel. Look at verse 22 and 23. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember the Roman road that I mentioned yesterday? Well, this is the third stop on the Roman road. The first is Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The second is Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then here in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to earth. He lived a perfect life. He died to pay the penalty for our sins, the wages for our sins. And because he died and was raised to life, we too, like in baptism, are raised to new life. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you on this Wednesday for the reminders that our righteousness is in you, and you call us to a life of holiness because of what you have done. As we pursue holiness, Lord, help us to remember that this is not a way to you, but it is a means of grace that you have given us to be a light. And through holiness that we get benefits. We reap the benefits of a holy life. And so help us, Lord, to live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, that they would do so knowing the power of the resurrection and the newness of life that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray together. Amen.